This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In New Orleans, there's going to be a vote relative to the New Orleans Housing Trust Fund. BGR came out against the passage of this, and what it would do, it would be a 2% budget dedication in the charter, of 2% of the budget that would be for housing investment, new housing investment. But from my perspective, the council's already said that they're going to do this, whether or not they do this or not, relative to changing the charter on this issue. It obviously places more restriction on the budget because you know that 2% comes off the top and it has to go to that. If they're going to do it anyway by ordinance, why are we going through this exercise? I think the reason we're going through this exercise is that this way, this issue is not going to have to be revisited in every budget year. And they know that they will have the flexibility of taking that 2% money, which is somewhere between $17 and $20 million, in order to deal with housing. But they really haven't revealed a whole lot of information about what they intend to do. The priorities are otherwise. They've provided four areas that they're concerned with. And if they dedicate some money to each and every one of these four areas, they're not going to make a meaningful impact on affordable housing in this city at all. And that's part of the thing. Why would we restrict ourselves? Why would we do so knowing of all of the other issues that we have out there that the city is facing, that we would take 2% of the budget and dedicate it to this? Dedications have always really hamstrung city government for emerging priorities and otherwise. The other thing I don't like about this issue, as opposed to the ordinance, what if they don't execute? You know how hard it is to go undo something in the city charter? And that's something that you should consider. I'm not saying which way to vote on this issue. I'm just throwing out considerations from my perspective and my understanding in the operations of government. As a CFO of an organization, I know exactly why and where things are and where, you know, things you can hide, so to speak, and otherwise. And I just don't think this is a good move for this city at this time. We're not able to meet the budgetary expectations necessary to address some of the other issues that we face in infrastructure today. There are the housing activists are saying we're 4,500 units short, and that number is growing every year. We've not been able to reverse that trend. And I don't think a sum of money, $17 to $20 million, is going to reverse it at all. In fact, the other day when I had one of the housing organizations on the show, I asked that very question. And even if we just directed these funds to one priority, where would we be? Would we even be able to knock down the growth of the numbers that are needed in this city and address those? And the answer was no. So why are we doing this? I mean, the fact of the matter is that this should be a lot like the tax issue that I've talked about. We should think about this thing in a much broader sense. We should educate the public as it is and be, you know, a lot more open and transparent about what it is that we're going to be able to accomplish here, none of which has been done. A lot of these same observations made by BGR, the Bureau of Governmental Research. So I just don't know whether or not this is a good thing for this city at this time. The BGR took a position against that proposition. It's something to think about. Obviously, affordable housing is a big challenge for this city, not unlike a lot of other cities. But I'm not so sure that this is the best approach. And I'll give you another example. So LaToya Cantrell's administration is, according to the most recent article by Ben Myers and NOLA.com, is going to embark upon this plan to increase the number of electric vehicles in New Orleans and increase charging stations and things of this nature. And the goal for the city is for 40%, listen close, 40% of all passenger and light-duty vehicles registered in Orleans Parish to be battery-operated by 2035. That's, as he points out, a long way to go in light of the fact that electric vehicles make up just 1% of the registered vehicles in New Orleans today. Well, is that really a top-notch priority that we have in this city? I mean, really? We can't even get folks to register their automobiles. We have people driving around without license plates, much less a brake tag. I mean, there's so many things that we can't police and regulate at this point in time as it just deals with automobiles, and we're going to embark upon EVs and spending money on charging stations and everything else, and hopefully their intention is to do it maybe by federal grants. If they start spending city money on this, this could even be worse for us. We're tying up valuable assets and resources for what? We're missing all kinds of other opportunities. That the whole automobile situation in the city is not sacrosanct now. But we're going to set a goal for 40%? I mean, we're hearing similar things out of in the presidential race, similar things that came out of the Biden administration. We're going to actually talk about what some of the auto manufacturers think about this in a 12 o'clock hour with Guy Williams. There are a lot of folks that are retreating off of this. We have a tire disposal problem here. What do you think the battery disposal problem is going to be if 40% of our vehicles in the city of New Orleans are EV vehicles? No one really talks about what do you do with these batteries when they reach their life expectancy? Where do we think those are going to go? Right? We can't figure out tires. Batteries are a challenge of a whole different dynamic. Much more difficult, no plan. In fact, we don't have a national plan. We're talking about embarking upon EVs. We have no plan for battery disposal. We don't know where we're going to put these things, right? But what we do know that EV vehicles actually, tire consumption is at a much faster pace because of the weight of the vehicle. So it would just exacerbate our inability to deal with tire disposal. But here we are, we're off and running because the sound bites of EVs all sounds great. Nobody really wants to talk about what the downstream implications are and whether or not this should be a priority for this city. And whether or not we have the excess capital to go running out here like the chameleon. You know, we want to be all things to all people, not recognizing that we simply don't focus on the absolute priorities, like maybe cleaning out.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trains, or maybe ensuring that water bills are correct, or maybe fixing potholes at times of the year that are not in advance of a major event that's coming to the city, right? Or maybe maybe just simply collecting all the taxes that are due, understanding that we very well may have a tax base that's sufficient to finance city government. There are a whole lot of different things out there that maybe we should consider before we're off and running, taking on all of these other priorities. And I know it's important to the mayor. She's traveled for, you know, pretty much all over the world as the climate czar of New Orleans, you know, and is bringing back all that there is and all that they're doing in other places. But a lot of the other places that she's visiting, when there's rainfall, the water moves off the city streets. The city streets are adequately built and adequately maintained. In fact, the elevators in the government buildings, they actually worked with about a 98-99% proficiency rate, right? They don't have rats running through the walls and, when they die, stinking up the office buildings. Their government buildings can actually pass a code inspection. These are the things that we should be focused on first. We need to address the failures and the frailties of city government, its assets, and the manner in which we govern before we start going off on these lofty ideals of thinking that we are going to promote EVs to reach a 40% of all vehicles registered in a city in New Orleans. Now, that may not be as lofty as what we thought before, because this whole registration thing is a mess. So, you know, at the point of sale, it gets registered somewhere. But after that, who knows? Because once that license tag expires, you go into Never Never Land. Love to know the percentage of vehicles in the city that are not registered any longer. That would be an interesting stat to consider before we start jumping on 40% of all registered vehicles to be battery operated by 2035. All right, folks, we've got to get to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. When we return, we'll visit with Tyler Fussell. She is with the head of the Fussell Group Insurance Advisors, and we'll talk about the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 relative to Medicare and how it's modified some of the provisions of same that will go into effect in January of 2025. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.